Yisrael, a bit about Yom Ha'atzmaut, and maybe a little bit of connecting to the themes of Tzedakah that we've been learning, see how to bring it all out. Okay, so there's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that we have this week introducing the mitzvah of Arla. Pasuk says, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to plant a fruit tree, then for 3 years you can't have hana from the fruit, and on the fourth year, kodesh ilulim, and on the fifth year you can enjoy the fruit. But it's all introduced with v'chisavo el ha'aretz, go to the land and you plant unetatem kol etz machal. And then from there, the halachas of Arla. The Medrash Rabba comments as follows, Chaf Hei Dalet, Rab Levi Pasach, Pasach says in Koheles, Higdalti Masai, Banisigli Batim, Natatigli Kramim. Shlomo Melech says, I was a builder, I was a planter, I built houses, I planted vineyards. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lech Emor L'Avos HaRishonim, tell the Avos, Higdalti Lasos Im B'neichem, Ki'il, Hashem is speaking here, Higdalti Masai. Look what I did for your children. Komashis Nesi Machem, all that I stipulated for them, Banisili Batim, Shenemar Vatim Leim Kotuv, I gave them Eretz Yisrael, houses filled with all good, Natatili Kramim, Shenemar Kram Vizes Mashalo Natata Psukim in Veschanan. You came to Eretz Yisrael, you have vineyards waiting for you, olives, Asisili Brechus Mayim, that's a pasuk back in Koheles, Boros Chasuvim, Eretz Yisrael has everything. And then you plant, and then you have more of the same, but Eretz Yisrael has kol tuv. Amar Levi, afil kona chitzim, lohoya hoisa Eretz el chasera, sisi genos pardesim, Eretz chito saora, natati behem eitz, kol peri, hadod chsiv, kisavo arz unetatim. So the Medrash is conveying the idea that it's not just that the Torah is speaking about the mitzvah of Arla, and the halachas of Arla, as far as the Yisra Hanah and so on, and then you have to revive. But it starts from the Tatim Koitz Machal, and you're going to the land. And Eretz Yisrael is a land that's fertile. And I gave you this land that is filled with kol tuv, and you'll plant, and it will produce for you. That seems to be part of what the message of the Medrash is. We have a language in our davening, in Musaf Shabbos, which is a very beautiful expression, but we can just try to bring out the message. The essence of Tefillah Musaf, of course, is to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we should once again be able to offer Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, make Kedem, Kishan Kadmonios, and that's the key of Unshal Parmes Vaseinu, that we ask that we should be able to once again offer the Karbanos in Beis HaMikdash. When we daven on Shabbos, the language that we use is when we introduce the tefillah, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha, Shetaleim V'Simcha L'Arzeinu. So we start by saying we should bring us to our land V'Simcha. V'Sita'enu B'Gvuleinu, those two words. You should plant us in our borders. What's V'Sita'enu? It's an interesting expression. V'Sita'enu is used when you're talking about planting like a tree, right? Planting is for Hilchot for Seder Zeroyim. This is Seder Kadshim. This is going back to Beis HaMikdash to be able to have the Beis HaMikdash and to offer Kabanos, but we express it in V'Sita'enu B'Gvuleinu. Where does this expression come from? We know that the tefillah is comprised of Lishonos that are almost always taken from Tanakh, from Psukim. So the Farshi HaSidr already start highlighting Psukim and Tanakh that the Mechaber HaTefillah had in mind. Rav Yehuda Rav Yochar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, quotes what we say in Oz Yashir, Tivi'emo v'sita'emo bahar nachlascha. The Shiras Hayam also talks about the vision of going to Eretz Yisrael, Tivi'emo v'sita'emo bahar nachlascha, that you should plant them, talking about Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. But there are many other psukim as well. For example, Divrei Hayamim, V'samti Makom Uvnei Yisrael Unetativ. But I want to mention one other pasuk, since it is Parshas Kedoshim this week, and this is a beautiful pasuk, and we like to talk about the Haftorah when you have an opportunity. So it's a short Haftorah, sometimes in some chumashim found after Achrimos, but we read it after Kedoshim. It's from Amos Perikes. And this Haftorah has a number of psukim that we may have encountered at some point. So for example, just once I'm looking at the page, Bayomahu Akim Esukas David Hanofales. It's in the Vua of Geula. The Vua of an optimistic vision of Klal Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael, as we'll soon see. Bayomahu Akim Esukas David Hanofales. We have the Harachaman in Sukkis that we add based on this pasuk. The Haftorah continues. Hine yamim ba'im no mashem v'nigash. These are the closing psukim. Nigash choresh ba'kotzer v'derech anavim v'moshe chazara v'etifu ha'horim asis v'chol ha'gvos tismogagna. And here we have the following. V'shavti yashfus ami Yisrael. They're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. U'vanu arim neshamos. They're going to build desolate cities. V'yashavu. They'll settle them. V'natu kiramim v'shasu asyena. Plant vineyards and they'll enjoy the wine. Basuganos, Bachwas Priam, they'll have gardens and enjoy the fruit. And then here's the last pasuk of the Haftorah. Unetatim al admasa. And I will plant them on their soil. Unetatim. And it goes on. Veloyin notshu olme al admasa. They'll never again be uprooted from that soil. Asher nasati lehem omar Hashem Elokecha. This Avtocha of Amos, that there will be a return to Eretz Yisrael in the form of Unitatim al Admasim. They'll be rooted in the land, and they'll never again be thrown off, uprooted from that land. That's the promise of the Navi. And of course, coming back to where we started, the idea of V'sita'enu Bigvuleinu. What's the message? So you see already a message. The idea of permanence. When something is planted and it takes root, then it's not going anywhere. It takes a lot to uproot something. The more that it's dug in deep and it has strong roots, the harder it is to pull it all out. So to plant Klal Yisrael in your land, as what he's saying here is, it's in a sense of permanence. And that's one idea of Yisita'enu, not just a temporary return, but a return for good, a return that's irreversible. And so says the Mechilta on that pasuk in Beshiras Hayam that we just quoted before, to be emo v'sita emo, says the Mechilta, this, I quote this in my Chumash on Shabbos Musaf, so I'm just reading it from the cliche here. To be emo v'sita emo, netia she'en ba netitza. Netia she'en ba netitza. She'nemar, he quotes another pasuk, unetatim v'lo etosh, uvenisim v'lo eros, yirmi yachab darit. And also this pasuk, unetatim al admasam v'lo yinatshu od. When you see netia, you have to know what kind of netia we're talking about. Netia that's strong. Then there's another pshat that the Mefarshi Hasidah point out, also quoted in the Mechilta, and this is another message in the Sita'enu Bigbuleinu. Tevi'emo v'sita'emo kekeren zeh shunatua shuros shuros. We saw vineyards in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Velvo? Right? Yes. Shalmosa, you were there. You saw it with me, right? Rose. And I say Rafi's not here. But he was there too. Okay. Rose. Organized. Shuros, shuros. What is the message? Says the Pirish Dover Shalom in Otsat Filos. We want the return to Yisrael to be organized. We want it to be with a sense of Atsura. That already we have to aspire to. We're not there yet on many levels. The fullest way. Ultimately, with all the shvatim, in the sense of, as described in some other psukim in Nachman, there will be kol yoshvei aleha, then yovel and shmita could become doraisa. Kol yoshvei aleha means, according to the way, you know, Shon don't talk about it, it's not just enough to have robe of kaiso in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have representation of all the shvatim. But that's the second level that we're still looking to get to. And that's the inyan of shuros, shuros, of everyone having their, every shevet having their nachala. Rabbi Yerucham of Mir, the Mishkiach of the Mir, that's Torah, Pashas Chayesara, comments as well on B'sita'enu B'gvuleinu. He says, the avoda of a person in this world is to be natua, to be kavua, not to be living in a state of being scattered, a sense that the slightest thing gets us like nervous, and we can't hold on. We can't hold on. Like we can't focus. It's not just about the physical sense of being planted. It's a mindset. And he says the place that ideally is mukshar, is misugal for this, is Eretz Yisrael. To be able to have full yishuv hadas, a person who comes to Eretz Yisrael with that type of an approach, that type of a mindset, can be natua ba, that's the highest madrega, says Rabbi Yeruchim. The gzera of Golus is not just the fact that we're out of Eretz Yisrael. He's writing this, of course, you know, in the 1930s, but the fact that we don't have that sense of the yishuv hadas, the kviyus in our mind. And finally, one more message, I think, as well, and this was mentioned by Rabbi Lubavitch earlier, the famous Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, v'shamol le'oyveichem, all the years of desolation, that the enemies were there and they couldn't do anything with the land. Says the Ramban, he besura tova, mibesuras mibases b'chua golius, ein artseinu mikabeles es oyveinu. The land just didn't respond when whoever was the crusaders and everyone after them, the Ottomans, they were there and nothing. It didn't produce. V'gamzu raya v'avtocha lanu, ki lo timtza b'chol ha'yishuv eretz ha'shei tova urchava, v'asher ha'isanu sheves mi'om. It was civilized, it has a history. People lived there in antiquity. V'yichareva kamoa. But then in the Rabban's time, it was just desolate. Ki mi'az yatsanu mimena lo kibla umavalasham. No one else was able to do anything with the land. And all trying, the Engle El Yadim, the Ramban didn't see what we saw in front of our eyes and in the generations before us, that Eretz Yisrael suddenly began to blossom with returning the first Yishuv and going back to the late 1800s, and then from then, and of course to this day. Rav Chatzko Abramsky has a Sefer Tefilo Mo'adim, and he points out that Netiya in Eretz Yisrael, just like you have certain soil that's designed to have certain types of herbs, types of flowers, types of fruit, and you have to know what's good for what. Every tzemach, everything that grows has a certain climate that it needs in order to produce that particular fruit and so on. So the climate that is most suitable for Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, I should say, is Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there was a natural connection. I think that's also, it should be a natural fit. And all of that has to come with a sense of emunah and a sense of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And therefore, this is our land that He promised us, and He's in control. And I think that's also the message that comes right afterwards. From the Tatim Kodesh Machal, Baraltam Arulas Tolef Piryo. So we have this fruit that's growing for 3 years. We can't do anything with it. It's aser bahana. What's going on here? You want to enjoy the fruit. 3 years, you can't enjoy it. Fourth year, you have to take it to Eretz Yisrael, take it to Yerushalayim, and only the fifth year, you can enjoy it. Rav Moshe asked the question in Darash Moshe. What's the pshat? The Torah says, Bal Tashchis. There's another pasuk that says, you don't want wasting fruit. Shemitah, there's a halacha, you're not supposed to waste the fruit of Shemitah. Lacha b'lo lehefzid, it's a message here. And here you have fruit growing, and it's one of the Isurei Hana, Arla. It's the opposite of what we find elsewhere, that you're not allowed to just waste something. So Rav Moshe says that, obviously you see here, we have to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants it to be fruit in the world. Hashem wants us to enjoy fruit. But He wants us to know that He's in charge. And when He says, you may eat, you have my blessings, we eat. And when He says that this is not to be eaten, then we understand that it's not ours to decide. Because ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and it's all His. And this is, of course, the Yisod of Tzedakah, that we've been learning Sugis of Tzedakah. What is Tzedakah? It's not my money. What I have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave it to me, and it's my... I'm just safeguarding it to do what Rasan Hashem is. And this is why, again, you know, the tzedakah is a way of showing emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why when we follow the laws of the Torah regarding Arla, we understand it's not for us to decide, is it ours, is it for us to benefit? What Hashem wants is what we follow. And this is ultimately the yisod of Eretz Yisrael, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Ramban says at the end of Parshas Achrimos. But really, The inspiration of the day has to come back to simply those two words of our davening. You see, ta'enu b'gvuleinu, and all of the messages that lie within those words. And coming back to the pasuk in Amos, that we see a return to Eretz Yisrael, and we see, despite the challenges that continue to exist on so many levels, but you see the hatzlacha, you see the hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see how we've been able to thrive with, you know, all the challenges of, you know, terror attacks and wars and everything that has certainly taken a great toll on us. But the fact that we've been able to matzliach is all because of this natural fit that exists between us and the land and the framework of the relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should give us the ability to be able to take in these messages and to be able to recognize them, not just on days like today, but really every single day, to not never feel that it's just, you know, what sometimes you read in the newspapers about and you miss the big picture. The big picture is that this is a unique relationship that we have with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Eretz Yisrael. It's a gift, and it's something never to take for granted. Shabbos.